Well, welcome, gentlemen. Now I've slipped into something a bit more comfortable, and I'm sipping on a bottle of Peroni, and I have some soft classical music playing in the background, and I have a very soft low light that is quite dim but shows enough. So maybe some of you guys want to come round and visit me. Yeah, right. So anyway, guys, what countries or type of countries are we living in now? Well, I don't know. A lot of countries have become very samey. Any one of us can get cancelled for saying the wrong thing or thinking the wrong thing. We can get fired and our lives can be ruined because we think differently. Some people can even go to jail for saying the wrong thing. And let's be honest, these are just words, ideas. And I always thought diversity was supposed to be a bunch of old different ideas. But apparently not. So really we're living in kind of a communist countries, aren't we? Oh, it's not the same, of course. You feel like you're kind of free, but the rules tend to be the same. And let's not forget we're being encouraged to tell on other people, to report them. And I myself hope that my views, that nobody else has the same views as me. I mean, maybe similar. But what a boring world it would be if everybody thought the same way, believed in the same things. I mean, if that was the case, they would only have to make one car, and everybody would like it. Actually, I just physically in my mind pictured every car on the road exactly the same. Very boring. We seem to be all heading for the Borg lifestyle. It's all about the collective. No individuals at all. To be honest, a lot of us people are now quite afraid, or at least reluctant, to talk the truth when we're with a bunch of people. Because we don't know if one of them is connected to the hive, and we may get reported. Life has change and conflict. Without conflict, there is no change. And without change, there is no life. It just becomes stagnant and starts to smell. So a lot of people today are just existing until their time is up. For those people who have given up and joined the collective, they're already dead, philosophically speaking. And now it's time for me to deliver my killer line. Go on, Solomon.
You will be assimilated. Resistance is futile.
So expertly done. Well done.